Town, Canada. This podcast is a member of the Talk and Audio Network. Find more at talkandaudio.com or search for us on iTunes. Now, let's crack open another one. This is Audio Whiplash. Ooh, how do you like me now?
Oh boy.
Yep. For those of you who are going to be subscribed to the pre-show antics, you just missed out. You won't in the future. Welcome to a bonus Audio Whiplash.
Bonus.
Since last time we just talked and talked on...
We'll actually let you determine whether it's a bonus.
Oh, it's a bonus.
Oh, it's a bonus.
Saw a great tweet from a guy this week, said, "I'm sorry that my sweatpants boner offended you at your yoga party. I didn't know the rules."
Hey, and this coming... this. I'm a guy who, that's my,
yeah.
That's my, your whatever.
Fantasy hockey name.
My fantasy hockey name, yep. Boner in track pants. And really, can you hear boner enough?
Ever enough? No. Always hilarious.
Only duplicated by potato in front.
Which is really recently more your go-to.
Yes. Well, boner in track pants gets.
Gets
know.
What?
Some people find it to be...
unlike potato in front.
Over the top. Well, see, I think next year...
yeah.
Due to my bronze medal finish this year...
right.
I may have to upgrade.
You didn't finish third.
Yeah, I absolutely did. I will move to potato and back.
Where do I finish?
Behind... somewhere back there.
In view of the potato.
In full view of the potato.
Yeah. I lost in the quarters.
Quarters.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think you were third.
I was absolutely third.
I'll have to check on that for the good list.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Man, well, okay. Hey.
Don't actually check it out.
Hey, I had Kucherov.
Kuch.
I had Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And I had McDavid. How did I not win? That's the real question.
Yet too much of the same.
No. What I had was crap gold ending.
Yeah. So, as we move forward, not discussing sports on this particular show, although you should check out the most recent Talk and Sports, always entertaining, I wanted to talk about...
before you get into what you actually want to talk about...
this is how we end up doing multiple shows... here's 30 minutes of something else.
Man, I was just at Upper Canada Village.
And you had to explain this to me because I'd never heard of that in my life. So why don't
what?
You? No, I hadn't. So why don't you explain
Jesus.
To the? Not everybody grew up in fucking. Where are we?
Eastern Ontario,
the Valley,
Upper Canada.
Yeah, Upper Canada is pretty big.
Yes, it is. So anyways, it is, for any of you, it's a Pioneer-style village. Now, it's quite large.
I believe in the GTA, there's one called Pioneer Village.
You have Black Creek in the GTA as well, I believe.
Okay.
Sort of out on the way to Mississauga.
I don't actually know where Pioneer Village is. I've just...
I think that's somewhere to the north.
I think Bracebridge or something maybe, but anyway,
and I have no idea where Bracebridge is either. So to me, I think it's by Shangri-La and Timbuktu and maybe Kalamazoo.
We've been to Kalamazoo.
Yes, many
and
times.
And it is not Shangri-La.
No, it certainly is not.
The K-Zoo.
Anyway, so it's sort of an Ontario, an Upper Canada village on the St. Lawrence, right? Circa 1860s.
Yeah, 1960s be a very different fucking village.
Black and white TV and fucking...
not so bad.
No internet, no Bluetooth. What the hell's going on here? Man, what a hard living life. That's really all I just.
So why don't you tell the good listener the comparison that you were finding yourself in that weekend? So you had visited this on the Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
And then had some yard work to do.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Is this not the same?
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. I hadn't gone to the – I hadn't been to Upper Canada Village in, I don't know, 20 years. Actually, no. Right after Athens. So, again,
four-ish, yeah.
This is one of those things where you go and you can see how the blacksmith worked and what schools were like and what the flour mill and the sawmill, right? Just what the average dwelling was like and just, man, hard working. And so, yeah, about 13 years ago, I went with my kids and they had a Sunday school, a typical Sunday school picnic of the era. Right. And so the kids are all out and you're doing your potato sack races and your three-legged races. And so my kids are 2 and 4, I think, at the time. And there's some jackass douchebag with his kid and they're both wearing matching warm-up.
Let's get him, Dad.
Warm-up suits, yeah. Right? Yeah. And so he's next to my two-year-old kid, right? And so this dad's leaning down and he's talking to his son. All right, son, you know. Make sure, you know, you lean forward, stay low, keep the feet moving, you know.
Your kid's like, make sure we trip that kid.
My kid's too. And, that's yeah. why. And had my kid been any older, that's what I would have been saying. You know what? Son, punch that kid right in the kidney.
Well, because your kid now, would it be grade 9? He looks like a fucking college linebacker.
Yeah, well, yeah. Leaving grade 9 and just slightly over 6 foot.
Right.
185 pounds, but he was
he's taking someone out.
Yeah, this is exactly right. There's elbows.
Now, yeah.
hurt
feelings.
This is it. Yeah, well, because he's a chip on the old block. Okay, and this is where I'm going with this, right? And so my kids and my daughter was 4 at the time, and they're like, oh, they're hopping, and they're like, wow. Yeah, you know. And so they're like, okay, everybody, time for the parents. I'm like, oh, man. So they give us these potato sacks, but they're the kids' potato sacks. So they, honestly, it comes up just above my knees, right? And so I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Sure,
yep,
I'll do it. Grab the potato sack. But then I'm eyeing the line. I'm looking for that douchebag in the warm-up suit.
Make sure I can push him down.
Okay, so I'm lining up right next to him, right? And so and I'm leaning, and I'm actually taking his advice, right? I'm holding the videos, but I got to reach down, man, past my knees. And so, again, this is just a mock Sunday school picnic.
Oh, no, this is going to be competitive.
Come on, man. I'm in it to win it. And this is the only way to go. I don't care what we're doing. And so we're leaning, and it's me and this guy. Yeah. There's probably about 12 parents, and it's me and this guy, and we're like neck and neck, and we're going it. And getting closer, and he's right there on my hip, and I'm leaning, and I'm taking his advice that he was giving to his kid, and I'm leaning forward, I'm trying to keep the, and I can just feel my momentum. I'm leaning, but the finish line's right there, and I dive in front of that guy. Okay, the worst part though is I don't let go of the potato sack, so I've dove. First thing that hits the finish line is my side of my head and my shoulder. And Buddy lands on my feet. I roll and he flings over the top of me. He hits the dirt. I win. I cracked a rib.
So worth
but
it.
But I won. You know what, Buddy? In your face. Sunday school picnic at Upper Canada
Ned
Village.
Ned Flanders got to go back to his family and apologize for
my kids come down. Yeah. Like, Dad, you won. I'm like, yep. I cracked a rib.
God damn right I did, though.
Hey, the examples never stop.
Guys got to want it.
Yeah, exactly. Winners are made, not bred. That's how that goes.
Yeah, and I don't think we ever – I can remember in high school we went to some shitty simulated one –
Yeah, but I was 32.
Yeah, no, I know. You're never going to grow up, so. We went to some kind of, it wasn't Pioneer Village, but it was like you had to do a day in like a one, what do they call it? A one-room schoolhouse,
yeah.
Yeah, and so like our whole high school went and just douchebags all over the place. And, the whole thing was, you know, you would reference, I don't know, peanut butter for lunch. Oh, in our time, we don't yet have peanut butter. Ah, shut your stupid...
Santa Claus?
I can just imagine
Father
now
time.
you know, 30 kids with their iPhones going in there, just not even fucking shut up, right? Like, I can't, I'm going to tweet about this. Well, I don't know what Twitter, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you know what you do? You go back and slam the door closed, pull the strap.
Oh, this is authentic. Yeah, back
guess what? Whack!
You're getting whipped.
In
kid.
These days, that's how that rolls. That's how we go.
Here's your meter stick upside the head. Or...
take it, kid. Take it.
Hope we haven't said that before.
Yeah, moving away.
Yeah.
Moving along. Anyways, that was, man, hard work.
So on Canada Day weekend, you
okay,
were...
okay, sorry, this is where you're going.
Yeah, tending yard.
Hey, hey man.
Laying down a little sod.
No, I wish it was sod. Yeah, it was a cubic yard of dirt.
Well, sod's no easy fucking...
No, I know.
Yeah.
No, for sure. But that takes a little more actual
sure.
intricate laying sure. down of the sod. Yeah, so I moved from the front of the house back around, wheelbarrow, and I thought, oh, this is... Can only imagine if you were living in those
in
days.
These days, yeah. Where, I laid where, 1 meter.
Well, where I transferred 1 cubic yard, right, which is probably, I don't know, 25 wheelbarrows full of dirt.
Right.
And then raked it out.
Oh, I'm done for the week.
Planted some some grass seed that was made specifically to go in shady areas, right? Watered it, right? But I'm thinking,
there's
man.
There's a lot of people made to go just in shady areas.
Well, that's me too.
Yeah.
And so the thing is you forget at watching and doing that thing and then being at Upper Canada and going, yeah, I'm the minus 30 winter is tolerable in my Gore-Tex. And my Sorel boots, right? But if you were living in those days, when you got to, honestly, you got to clear the field,
yeah.
Take the trees down, pull the roots out of the tree with oxen and shit, just,
well, you,
we are so soft, so soft.
I can remember I was maybe 14 and my family was opening this construction business. Well, they had the business running, but they were moving it out to an area that was a gravel pit, right? And some of that would allow you access to your own granulars and your own whatever. But some of it was just the size of the property was all great location, right? Like I remember I'm maybe 14. So my cousin that I'm working with is 13. And they want to make it kind of home first in one area. And I remember one of our jobs for one summer was rake the stones out of this area so we can plant grass. But it's a gravel pit. Yeah, well, get out there and start... There's nothing but fucking it's all gravel. Yeah. You want us to comb enough gravel out of this to plant grass? Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
And they got dump trucks coming and taking away what you raked over.
But it was a simple, you know, whatever it was, 7 to 5 or whatever time, it, you know, they were long days, but you go home and you'd have a nice dinner or whatever. You didn't have to go home and slaughter a cow for dinner afterwards and shit like that, right? Like this... It seemed, but then you would go in and the coffee truck would come up and bring you lunch or whatever it was going to be.
Yeah.
And it seemed like hard work, but your life didn't depend on it, right? Like,
right. And those guys, I'm looking at those guys in the sawmill or in the flour mill, right? And a lot of those, they'd have their own farms as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you go home and work more.
You got to have 8 to 10 kids because... Someone's got to be working
and
that.
And three are going to die of polio or something.
Well, and honestly, that's why you look at the amount of food they ate. They worked that hard that.
Yeah. And you'd be in house on the prairie.
And you'd be in bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I can't even hump tonight. Maybe one of those 10 kids.
You've done enough up into that point.
Well, this is it. And likely a uterus has fallen out by that point. Anyways.
Yep. Well.
Pioneer days, baby. That's
easily the least rewarding job I ever had in my life.
I roofed for 3 summers. You should.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Up on the fucking baking hot shingles. 40 degree fucking summer. Yep.
Falling off occasionally. Yep. It's all right.
Frequently. I have no great segue into...
Well, there's no way to segue away from what wasn't a planned topic.
We can call it, as you did earlier, and I guess that's what the link would have said, sexual awakening movies.
Which I found to be very provocative.
There was very little on that list that spoke to me, But everyone remembers that kind of, that first movie at whatever age you would have been, 10, 12,
hey now.
8, depending on your hormonal fucking, where you went, hey, it's the first time I've looked at something like that, right? And I can't remember now because, honestly, I sent you this list and you read it whenever you read it, and it's been a long time since I fucking read it. Yeah. I can't remember if this was on there, but for me, one of them was in the new series, or at the time, newish kind of 80s, 90s series of Batman movies, Batman Returns.
Yep. With Michael Keaton? And Michelle Pfeiffer?
Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
That was absolutely in there.
Ooh, man.
Well, she's wearing vinyl.
That skin tight. I don't know that I've seen anything else that Michelle Pfeiffer has ever been in, but her as Catwoman and the way she talked, there was something about that that was new and exciting.
It's absolutely the black suit.
And the way she talked, man, there was just certain, you know, at one point she's beating the shit out of Batman and is laying on top of him talking about whatever, and you're just like,
is she purring?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
See, and Michelle Pfeiffer, especially because you're talking about 90. 91?
Yeah.
That's a young Matt with a boner.
Okay, so I didn't see it in theater. I got it on video, so it would have been a year later.
I saw it in the theater.
So it was Rob public boner, but that's nothing new.
Yes.
Sweatpants in the movie theater.
It's a box of popcorns for.
That was... So I saw it on video, and so it was probably a year later at that time. You remember how long that shit always used to take? But yeah, I'm probably 9, right? Like, I'm... Hello, Michelle Pfeiffer. Hello, Catwoman.
And to me, there was a bunch of things in there. As you'd said, too early for you, Fast Times at Ridgemont High was on the list.
Too early for me. I wasn't born yet.
So. Okay, 82. Yeah. And so, and I wouldn't have seen it probably till I was 12-ish, which was later. It came out, so I maybe saw it a couple years later. But yeah, there's the slow-mo scene where...
Oh, yeah, out of the pool?
Getting out of the pool and it's in slow-mo.
What's her name there?
It totally escapes me.
Okay. You people, it's a big-time movie. You'll know
right.
What
we're talking about. But he's looking at her out of the bathroom window and he's kind of giving it up. Wonk, wonk, wonk.
There's not Cherry Pie playing? There's not music while she's getting out of the pool?
Yeah, but it's not. No? No, come on, man.
I don't know.
Cherry Pie by Warrant is about 8 years later.
Well, sorry.
Yeah. No, but so she's pushing
pour
her hair
some
back.
Sugar on me.
Again, 8 years later. But I see where you're going. Clearly, Matt's stuck in a cycle. In that same movie, though, not just the slow-mo out of the pool, same girl illustrates how to give a blowjob on a carrot.
On a carrot?
Hey, now. That big? No. That dirty.
I was wondering how long we'd have to go before that made it onto Audio Whiplash 79. We made it before that reference dropped.
And I didn't even give you the good accent.
No. Nope.
But after the last last Whiplash, I think I should give the whole thing up.
We'll let it breathe.
Yes. Let it breathe a bit. You know what wasn't on there before we get into more that was on there?
Yeah.
They talked about, and I can't remember what the cartoon character was, Jessica Rabbit was not on the list.
Terrible oversight.
Man, talk about
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
For sure she is. I remember being pretty young. I don't remember. We had the full-length feature, right? Who Framed Roger Rabbit on VHS when I was a kid. And she was obviously a pretty central figure on that. And you can still, to this day in 2017, go into certain adult establishments or, I don't know, pathetic friends' apartments and see cutouts of Jessica Rabbit hanging on the wall or whatever. But she was absolutely a notable absence from that list.
What was on the list is definitely worthy of mention. Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
That's a 92 picture for you. So again, that's...
And I found that this is from Ask Men or Esquire or something, this list, right? And so it kind of varied across a few different age demographics, right? There was some later comic book movies and shit in there where you'd probably have to be 14 now to have found those to be your moment. But Yeah, Basic Instinct. That scene has been replayed 1,000 times on 1,000 different parodies, right? Or
well, and for all of you who have grown up in the DVD, Blu-ray, streaming world, right? The old VHS in 92, right? If you paused and you did enough things, right? It would start to wear the...
Just that one spot on the tape.
This is it, honestly. So, and so 92, I'm in Barcelona, Spain, right? So I'm just freshly out of high school, doing a bit of a tour of Europe. And so it's obviously, it's already been released in North America, but it's now coming late summer, early fall 92. And it's huge in Spain. And there's this huge billboard of Sharon Stone. And it's that picture of her with her legs crossed, right? Just before she uncrosses them, right? Instinctico, basico. And that clip, yeah, where she says, you know, Nick, I don't like to wear underwear. And then she uncrosses her legs. And you're like, boop. Yeah, to me.
That sound could represent anything there, folks.
It's an eyebrow being raised is what that is, really,
it's
for those of you.
Raised, yeah.
Yes. Not on the list. And you know what? And to me, this...
That was on the list.
No, I know.
Oh.
And I'm saying not on the list.
Okay.
Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
I was going to say that, too. Another movie that came out, I think, before I was born, but...
Not that one.
No.
Oh, come on, man. That's like 1990. It's like 89,
well,
90.
Whatever. Again, when it came out on VHS, it was kind of like, what's happening here?
I love the boots. The boots on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's just one of those things, right? Where, what do you say? The name of the actor, sir? I'm no good with them.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, of course. Yeah, no, that's, again, one of those movies that I don't know if I ever watched past that one fucking hotel scene, right? Or whatever it was. I don't remember George Costanza being in that movie.
Yeah, George was awesome in that.
Yeah, well.
Creepy lech.
I don't know. A young Matt wasn't interested.
Yeah,
in,
well, and again, I saw that in the theater.
Jason Alexander.
And how about a, again, same era kind of a freshly short-haired Demi Moore in Ghost?
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that.
Man, she was smoking hot in that.
The one that I'm thinking of as a kid, I can remember watching Saved by the Bell, Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. No. Tiffany
Amber Thiessen.
That's right. And she would go on to appear on Noah as the bad girl, right?
And she was also in one of those other slightly racier. I'm thinking of Denise Richards in Canada's Own.
Yeah, you're losing me.
Okay.
But I'm there's another girl from that same Saved by the Bell who did
the dancing striptease.
Yeah. Is that what the movie was called? Striptease?
It was called Striptease.
Yeah. I think you watch it on TBS years later and it's just cut to shit.
Yeah, like, and what a terrible flick, though.
But Kelly Kapowski, that kind of good girl on Saved by the Bell that you grow up as a kid watching. If you're my age, right? I'm 34 now.
Cheerleader.
Yeah, all that stuff. And she ends up on 90210 as this devious, sometimes slutty, whatever.
Okay, who was in I Know What You Did Last Summer, the dark-haired, Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell, okay.
So Neve Campbell and Denise Richards in that movie where they
Who was Denise Richards?
She was married to Charlie Sheen, I think.
Oh, that's... Winning.
A winner. Anyways, to me, if you want to go a little earlier, you're talking about Facts of Life, Joe and Blair, the dark-haired and the blonde-haired girl.
Never saw even a single second of.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so I've totally dated myself with that.
Well, no different than you didn't have a lot to contribute to the Saved by the Bell talk, so... I think we've represented our age groups here.
And Screech.
Having a giant brick of a cell phone at the time. Time out. But
yes. Okay.
Anyway, interesting list.
And really the one who was in Striptease.
Yeah.
Probably
Jesse Spano.
Jesse Spano. To me, the show was more interesting.
Well, she was, you know, that feminist, you know, very first kind of... I just recently watched a thing called like the unauthorized truth behind Saved by the Bell.
But she loved to wear the 90s high-waisted jeans that made her ass look like it was about one-third larger than it really was.
Right.
Like, those jeans weren't helping anybody. They made girls with nice asses look...
unfortunate.
Yes. And girls with unfortunate asses look...
really unfortunate. Yeah, no, she was like the... not like the nerd is the wrong word, but she was a...
very smart.
And then also a feminist, also whatever. And then she goes on to do the Striptease movie or whatever. That, like so many movies, if you watched years later on TBS or Peachtree, was all just... there's a girl... hey, up next, Striptease. Hey! On TBS. Aw. Right? Like, yeah. This is going to suck.
Not interested. How many blurry things can I see? Am I drunk again?
Probably.
Yes. When in doubt... yes.
Hit us up at Tall Can Audio. No one's going to fucking do that. Do it. Hit us up with your kind of first, right, kind of moment.
You know,
these sexual awakening moments.
How about...
it sounds so creepy when
Lara,
put that way.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider. There's got to be somebody out there. Oh, you know what else
gotta
was...
got to be 17.
What else was on the list, and it's worthy, and it goes... it predates you again... but is been spoofed a gazillion times, is Princess Leia.
Yeah, okay.
Being
the bikini thing.
Being chained to Jabba the Hutt in her, that gold bikini.
Right.
With the...
I have never seen all of any Star Wars movie.
Okay, well, you know what? You need to see the first two.
I don't know.
And when I say the first,
Not, not the prequels.
I mean A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back.
So are those the prequels or are those the original 70s?
That's the original 70s ones.
Yeah. I might have time to check that out at some point, but
I've never seen the entire three, whatever that is.
The other trilogy and all that shit.
So
Spaceballs.
Yes. My Schwartz.
So hit us up at Tall Can Audio. What have we missed?
What have you got? What are you interested? Because American Pie was on there.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. Like, to me, that there isn't that sort of iconic.
Right.
You know, there is the whole the one time at band camp.
Sure.
Thing. But it's not that girl.
No.
Right? If anything, it's a Claudia with her, you can fuck me in the ass. I wouldn't let you fuck me in the ass.
God love her.
That's interesting. Well, she's Czech, right? Yeah. And she's very exotic and she's European. And
yeah, there's nothing about that the same way as that. Like, to me,
it's Buddy humping the apple pie. I think that's totally...
Let us know at Tall Can Audio which pie you...
Oh, come on. Do you have to ask which pie it is, really? You've already referenced it once.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? There's this... that movie in no way says to me what Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman said. Right.
Like, there wasn't just... I'm not wearing out the tape on the VHS as I pause it on...
yeah, because DVD doesn't have that.
Sharon Stone going, whoo.
Trying to hit it just
that
perfect.
Can I see that?
Moment.
Can I look at that? I'm squinting. I'm looking up with one eye.
I think I saw something.
Yep. Vagina.
Let's segue into Colombian Airlines.
Crossing your legs and not crossing your legs, because you won't be allowed to, because you will be
standing
on your plane.
In an attempt to make things more affordable and fit more people.
Let's
take the seats out. This comes from an industry that has security come on and punch you in the face because they've oversold their flights, that takes down cattle. But this is, in my opinion, the worst idea the airline industry has ever had.
See, I disagree.
The worst idea.
I disagree. To me, I don't want to go transatlantic standing up.
You want? Oh my.
Would I go from here to Montreal, a 25-minute flight? Would I do that standing up?
You understand that every bit of turbulence is like 900 to 3,000 feet. Right.
I don't shit my pants like you do when there's a bit of turbulence.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Give me a little hand holding above my head.
It will scare you. I'm saying it will put you on your ass. And there is a reason that most reputable airline industries have not even.
Yeah.
There are places that won't even look at this. Like, okay. No, we're not doing that.
No. And I don't believe it's going to happen.
I kind of do. It's Columbia. I mean, who's really paying attention?
But to me, if you were going to do anything under an hour, I could do standing up if it was going to cost me.
It's not the length of time.
It's the safety.
How hard do you hit the ground when you land going 400 kilometers an hour? Or
you know what? No. Okay. Let's be honest. Yeah. You look at the whole thing and you go, that's preposterous.
I think this is the stupidest idea. The most idiotic.
So how about?
You're right. I'm a nervous flyer. It's not because I'm sitting versus standing or vice versa.
So what about a bar stool?
No, you have to be.
What about a bar with a bicycle seat on it?
You know what? If it's a bar stool at a bar, we can talk, right? If I'm on a flying...
I'm going to grab the underneath of the bar as we come to the landing.
You ever see that
all right, we're good.
Snoop Dogg movie where he runs his own soul plane? That's what it is.
No, I have not. As soon as
you should.
Said,
soul
I,
plane.
I saw Snoop was in Training Day with Denzel. That's about it.
Okay. Soul plane. Awesome. Check it out. Don't actually check it out. It is not worth your time.
It's, you know, Coolio's
exactly
fantastic voyage just in
be.
The air. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, that's all you
two
need.
Floor plane, but the top floor is a nightclub. It's anyway.
Kid, I'd love that.
This seems like you don't love landed nightclubs.
But it, okay, yeah. if there's Dan, I like a pub. Can we do a pub on the top end?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not what Snoop's all about.
Okay, well, yeah. So if there's multicolored floors and expensive drinks with umbrellas,
this seems like the worst idea.
Okay, you couldn't
when you're sitting in a.
And how about the guy who's in charge of was it Ireland's airline or who's saying
IRA?
Hey, airlines. You're in a subway, and the subway's going 160 kilometers an hour, and you don't have to wear a seatbelt in that,
right? Yeah. No, that was absolutely in the article.
And you're like, well, what's the deal then?
What?
Wow, in my best Jerry Seinfeld, what's the deal?
I think the deal is you're not hitting the runway from 30,000 feet.
Okay, hey, you ever been in a subway?
Yeah.
Okay, can you imagine you just standing there picking your nose, coming back from the Jays game
or
whatever you're doing?
Yes, I can imagine all of that.
And then you hit something as it's going at where are you going?
The floor.
Really?
At best.
Only about 60 feet further down the train, man. Wham!
And I'm taking people with me.
Oh, this is it. Actually, I'm softening the blow with that 8-year-old kid over there. Sorry, kid.
Yeah. Wearing his fucking Red Sox hat. Yeah. You deserve
no,
to.
No, you don't. Yeah, exactly. Not sorry at all, kid.
Yeah, you know what? This will never pass. Although... maybe around South America, but that'll never be allowed to fly in North America.
This is the place where you have the cultural stigma of getting in a bus with a goat and a bunch of chickens. You don't think the airlines are going to go, hey, man, we could fit...
standing.
We could fit two-thirds more people in here if they were all standing. Hey, those seats are heavy.
Yeah.
Pitch the seats. Goat. I'm hugging the goat. If we're going down, the goat's getting it.
Brian, isolate. I'm hugging the goat. Honestly, man, it just seems like in an industry that has a lot of really bad ideas, to me, this is the worst.
And if every
bump, every landing, every whatever, okay. You're talking about broken meat.
I know. Not even. The turbulence is next to...
Oh, are you out of your fucking mind?
Come on. Hey, listen. And I've flown. I've flown over the Pacific.
Yeah. How would that flight have gone with people standing?
Okay, but I'm not standing on a cross-Pacific flight.
Well, don't you think this is a gateway? Well, if they can stand for an hour, they can stand for two. Well, then
so,
they can stand for
so
four
what,
or
we're
eight.
We're gonna come over in the Mayflower or the Santa Maria and the Pinta. Like what? They're gonna put us in little holds where I can't see above me. No, that's not the deal here. These are commuter flights.
Okay.
Between Boston and New York, those sorts of things.
I have very little belief that the length of the flight matters. It's the turbulence or landing or.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
And as I said to you, the first time I went over to Australia, man, I swear we dropped 1,000 feet.
That's, I bet it was more than that. Like, people have no idea how
enough to make me come out of my seat and hit the bunkhead, the bulkhead above.
The bunkhead.
Bunk.
How's it going, bunkhead?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I get that.
2 or 3,000. They say some of the average turbulence is 200 feet. Like, that little bumpy thing that feels like a bumpy road, that's 200-300 feet.
And I've flown with you.
I'm not a good flyer. I've never denied that, but it's got nothing to do with whether I'm seated or standing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter whether you're seated or standing. You're not enjoying it.
That's right.
But I'm thinking, hey, turbulence is awesome.
I just think when you're standing for those as opposed to in your seat, you're going to notice 200 feet a lot more than, let alone the 2,000, 3,000
feet. It's like being on a local bus and you go across those spots where there's lots of bumps.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You have to have soft knees, roll with it.
It's like surfing a little bit.
This is it,
like,
man. See, look at you. You're getting on board.
I am not getting on board any
standing. Check it up, Columbia. Matt is on board.
I'm coming home.
Macedonia, here we come.
Can't wait. Hit me up at Macedonia Matt on Twitter. We will catch you all on the next one.
See ya.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.